It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A little bit later on in the hour, Wellness Thursday, it's National Nutrition Month. Does it matter? Dr. Douglas Howard weighs in. Bethany Mandel from Ricochet is here responding to the dilemma in Congress, as does C.J. Pearson. We can't even decide where we can see anti-Semitism right in front of our eyes, believe it or not. Plus, breaking news.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I protected Mr. Trump for 10 years. People that follow Mr. Trump, as I did blindly, are going to suffer the same consequences that I'm suffering.
Michael Cohen, the guy that he said he'd take a bullet for, the guy that he said had been so good to him, and he'd follow whatever he said, whenever he said it. I'm not exactly sure. He's said a lot of different things over time. Michael Cohen announced this afternoon he's going to sue the Trump Organization for millions of dollars in legal fees, like the 12 hours he had to be coached, I mean prepared, for his testimony before Congress. Hey, nobody told you to go hire Lanny Davis, dum-dum. What'd you think you were getting? Anyway, that's Cohen. That's Cohen for today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Just one thing is for sure, his story will never stay the same. So despite all the sincere and heartfelt passion he tried to pour out in that hearing, not really buying it. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a very interesting show lined up for you. And here's the determining reality today that I don't think anybody is really ready for. At least I wasn't. A week ago, we started hearing about anti-Semitic things being said by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and I think, well, that's going to be put in check pretty soon. And time goes by, and more things get said, and there is such an overwhelming sense that something should have happened by now, and so Congress is panicked. The Democrats in the House are panicked. They're running around trying to figure out how do we damn the gap here? How do we bridge this thing and not let it get any worse? And they just keep making it worse. Nancy Pelosi earlier today asking about whether or not she thought Ilhan Omar was being intentionally anti-Semitic when she accused fellow congressional representatives of having dual loyalties and making it all about the Benjamins. She said this. Cut one.
I don't think that that the congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people.
You think?
I don't believe it was intended. And any anti-Semitic.
Pause the tape here. Hold on a second. She doesn't think it was intended as anti-Semitic. What do you think having dual loyalty and being all about the Benjamins is referring to? Like, how does she even on the face of the substance of the quote try to say that it wasn't anti-Semitic? Oh, is she just saying that Ilhan Omar is just a dumb Somali who didn't know what she was talking about because now she's in America? I'm going to ask Bethany Mandel about this later in the hour. She is the editor at Ricochet. She's married to Seth Mandel, who's now the, executive editor at the Washington Examiner, but he was the editorial page editor here at the New York Post for years. They've written extensively as a couple about the rise of anti-Semitism over the last several years in Europe and in America. But does anybody think, does anybody with a brain think that Ilhan Omar said that people who had dual loyalties and that it was all about the Benjamins? Does anybody with half a brain think that she's not saying that the Jews run everything because the Jews have all the money? Which isn't even true, but that's a whole different issue. Anyway, Pelosi continued. Start it from the beginning again.
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way. But the fact is, if that's how it was interpreted, we have to remove all doubt, as we have done over and over again.
No, you haven't.
We're working now on a resolution. We'll see when we bring it to the floor that will, again, speak out against anti-Semitism, anti-Islamophobia, anti-white supremacy in all the forms that it takes, that our country has no place for this.
Okay, she doesn't know the meaning of the predictive anti, because you're trying to not be some of those things. But regardless, Nancy Pelosi can't even just, she can't just say, she can't look at Ilhan Omar's reactions and say, that's incorrect and it needs to be stopped. She can't call her to her office and say, I'm Speaker of the House. You're a freshman minor partner of our party. Zip it. She has to drag white supremacy and Islamophobia and all these other things into this discussion. Ilhan Omar should be censured. She should be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee, and she should be given desk work in the mailroom. Whatever the equivalent of that is in Congress, that's what she's earned. That's what she deserves. But that doesn't even come close, friends. She is at least the freshman. Today, James Clyburn, the number three in the House, he's the whip for the Democrats, went on a tear defending Ilhan Omar, and in the process of doing so, basically made it worse. And this is just astounding, because you think, well, how could he? But he basically implied that Holocaust survivors need to check their privileges, because, you know, they had so many of them, because they couldn't possibly, quote, understand the personal struggles of Ilhan Omar. He said that in a direct quote. And then I was reminded. Sean M. Davis over at The Federalist was the one that tweeted that. The number three Democrat in the House just said Holocaust survivors need to check their privilege, because they can't understand the personal struggles of Ilhan Omar. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the same James Clyburn who served in the House when Robert Byrd was senator from West Virginia, the former Grand Kliegel of the KKK. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, this racist season being brought to you by the Congress is being brought to you by the same political party that founded and defended the KKK. The Democratic Party founded the Ku Klux Klan. Members of the Democratic Party had hearings in Congress to discuss the future of the Ku Klux Klan and to defend its existence. And in modern history, the modern Democratic Party platform refused to condemn the Ku Klux Klan into the mid-20th century. It was the very late 50s, early 60s before any of their conventions stopped embracing the Ku Klux Klan formally in their literature. So it shouldn't be surprising that the political party who uses race, peddles race, has embraced racism since its inception. It shouldn't be surprising that that's the party who's confused about anti-Semitism. Because if you're willing to subjugate blacks, you're probably willing to subjugate Jews and anybody else who just happens to disagree with you. And they can't even say, they can't even agree in 2 weeks' time, since the controversy erupted, they can't even agree on how to say we don't approve of anti-Semitism. That's the amazing and awe-inspiring dysfunction of the United States Congress led by Democrats right now. You don't like it? Do something about it. But don't keep putting those people in charge of the country. It always ends bad. Coming up, C.J. Pearson, Bethany Mandel, Dr. Douglas Howard, all before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at delays of 20 to 30 minutes going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel this afternoon. 5 to 10 minutes on the city-bound side from the Turnpike approach. 10 to 15 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. 15 minutes each way to Lincoln Tunnel. For now, it looks like a good ride with the George Washington Bridge. If you're in Manhattan heading north on the West Side Highway, that's going to be slow as you go north of 96th Street up to the GW Bridge. Southbound generally slow from the 80s down into Hell's Kitchen. Looks like a slow go on the FDR traveling northbound from just before the Williamsburg Bridge right on up towards 96th Street. Southbound slow from the 130s down into the 50s. Westbound Cross Bronx slows Westchester Avenue to the GW Bridge. Eastbound heavy off the bridge out towards Webster Avenue. And the Deegan northbound bumper-to-bumper Triborough on up to the Cross Bronx. Southbound bumper-to-bumper Van Cortlandt Park down into the Cross Bronx. Very slow on both sides of the BQE and the Brooklyn Bridge right up towards the LIE, especially slow on that eastbound side. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here, and I want to invite all pastors to join me on Friday, May 24th at our sister station, AM 570, The Mission's annual Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village, featuring Dr. Tony Evans of The Alternative as the keynote speaker. Tickets are complimentary for all pastors and their guests. Listeners can also purchase tickets for $15. Register for your tickets today at am570themission.com. The 2019 Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the law firm of Capel, Barnett, Madelon, and Schoenfeld and the Deaf Bible Society. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you, you'll get one of your questions answered with Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Law Firm. It's all about estate care and elder law. And Mike, this week the question comes from Patrick. What happens if my resources exceed the limit for Medicaid? What do I need to do to be eligible and not lose my home? Mike Connors.
Well, what you need to do is put those assets in a trust, those assets that exceed the Medicaid limits. So for the sake of argument, assuming Patrick is over 65, if, let's say, he has $100,000 in the bank or whatever, he would put roughly $85,000 into a trust, and he would be eligible for home care community Medicaid in New York. His house also should be in a trust. As far as an asset is concerned, the house is not an asset for Medicaid, but if you do not put it into a trust and you go on Medicaid benefits, Medicaid can put a lien on the house after you're gone. So it's extremely important to get the house in a trust also.
All right. I hope that's helpful, Patrick. And if you've got more questions, friends, send them to Mike at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. That's askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call the law office directly and get personal one-on-one help. It's very convenient. I highly recommend it. They have helped my family. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 is that number. And, of course, you can get more of your questions answered on the air as well. Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
You own a local business, and your national competition is eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it was heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Nancy. I'm just curious about this. How have we gotten through the Congress for what now? Day 4 of the week? And we can't agree. We can't come to an agreement on saying that we shouldn't publicly hate on Jews. Like, how did this become hard? For some perspective on all of this, someone who once penned an article that was titled How the Angry Left Turned Me Into a Nazi, and she is a contributor at the Jewish Daily Forward and also editor at Ricochet, Bethany Mandel. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin.
How have we gone almost 2 weeks and been unable to say that we should not, you know, say some of the worst things possible about our Jewish friends?
So I think that the left is sort of facing a choice, and they're sort of between a rock and a hard place. Do they condemn anti-Semitism, or do they sort of ride the intersectional train with a congresswoman that is getting a lot of hype? She's on the cover right now, Rolling Stone, and she's very popular. And so they've been faced with a choice. Do we side with Jews and sort of what is moral and what is right? Or do we sort of keep on cheerleading this woman who we see as the future of the party? And unfortunately, they've chosen the latter.
Bethany, this is disturbing on many levels because there are many things about Ilhan Omar that are patently un-American. And so what we're saying now is the people that seek to serve and represent us in the people's body, it's now okay if they don't even come close to representing our values or needs, as long as they can go there and do what whatever the agenda is that we support them in. Democrats are going to lose 100 elections if this keeps up.
Yes, yes. No, I mean, it was funny. My husband, Seth Mandel, who's the executive editor of the Washington Examiner, was getting direct messages on Twitter all day yesterday from, like, Queens liberals who have never even thought about voting for a Republican. And one of them told him, I'm darn near ready to host a Trump fundraiser for 2020 because they have, I mean, it's been obvious and a lot of people just sort of chose to ignore it and it's no longer ignorable. This is the future of the Democratic Party. This is what happened in Europe with Labour, with Jeremy Corbyn, and the Corbynization is happening here. And the hate that, I mean, they love to talk about how wonderful Europe is and how great they are about everything, socialism, da da da. But along with it comes rampant anti-Semitism. And there was just a parade through the streets of Belgium with big puppets of Jews sitting on money bags. That's Europe. That's the Europe that they want America to emulate. And it is. That Corbynization of America is happening, and it's happening in the Democratic Party. And this is a very gut check moment for American Jews, because these are not your friends. And this is not a week where you put your head in the sand.
Talk to me about this, though, Bethany, because it's the nexus of not only everything you just mentioned, but also of the great migration that came from the Middle East, with all the immigrants going into the European countries, some of them coming here. While Obama was in office, we imported more Sunni Arabs than we ever had in the history of our country. And there is this also, besides the cultural issue, there's this, I don't know if it would be considered strictly religious conflict, but there is certainly a difference in worldviews between the Sunni Muslims and the practitioners of Judaism. And there's this violence that's associated with Sunni Islam, and there's this kind of, you know, classic issue here. This is also what you're butting up against. It's not just that the liberals are going that way. It's now, and Omar embodies this. Tlaib embodies this. These people are the very embodiment of what this conflict is.
Yeah, I think that's true to a certain extent. I think that Ilhan Omar does represent her district, and that is a sad fact. She is representative of its population and its views. She's a representative for a reason, and this will not dislodge her from office. If anything, it'll probably guarantee her seat next time she's up for election.
So what do we do? What does America begin to do from where you sit?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that is to blame for why Nancy Pelosi and why Bernie Sanders and why Claiborne. I mean, I think it's a fear of butting against the intersectional left. That is to blame for a lot of this. And they've chosen sort of a hierarchy of victimhood, and Jews, as as the minority whip said today, Jews are at the bottom. The Holocaust was a long time ago, and it's time to move on.
And you're speaking of Congressman Clyburn in what you're talking about.
That's literally what he said in his statement. His statement was 10 times more disturbing than anything Donald Trump has ever said. And I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. And if he had said that, there would be tiki torches at the White House calling for his head.
Right.
And when the Senate, when the minority whip says it, it's like, well, yeah, and it's just a nod. And that's the terrifying part.
Well, they do this all under the guise of believing that they're just expressing sentiment that is oppositional, not empirically immoral, but just oppositional to the existence of the state of Israel. What they don't understand is that you can't make that dividing line. There is no kind of divided wall between simply saying Israel doesn't have the right to exist and being full on what they're embodying right now.
I mean, it's a false choice. Ilhan Omar never spoke about Israel. She talked about American Jews and our loyalty to Israel being, quote, all about the Benjamins, about the money. And that she's not criticizing Israel. She's not really making any statements about Israel. She is opening fire on American Jews. And the left is sort of hiding behind, well, we need to have a nuanced conversation about Middle Eastern politics. She's not talking about Middle Eastern politics. She's talking about dual loyalty, and she's dog whistling so loud that dogs in California can hear her.
Yeah, it's an old trope. It's not like it's some.
Yeah.
But Clyburn, I'm reading his quote.
It's pretty old school.
I'm reading his quote and saying that her experience as a Somali Muslim is more personal than Jews whose parents survived the Holocaust. And he says, I'm serious about that. There are people who tell me, well, my parents are Holocaust survivors. My parents did this. It's more personal with her, said Clyburn. Talk about a party that is out of touch and cannot find its soul. That's where the Democrats are at right now. Bethany Mandel, a follower on Twitter, and reread her post, How the Angry Left Turned Me into a Nazi. It's worth reading. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
Generally cloudy skies. We have 31 degrees on this Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, breaking news over the last hour, Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Seaver has been diagnosed with dementia and has retired from public life. His family announced in a statement through the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum this afternoon. The 74-year-old Seaver won three National League Cy Young Awards and 311 games during his storied 20-year-long Major League Baseball career, in which he pitched for the Mets, Reds, White Sox, and Red Sox. Seaver won a career-high 25 games in 1969, leading the New York Mets to their first World Series title in franchise history. After debris fell from elevated subway tracks in Queens for the second time in weeks, Council Speaker Corey Johnson is demanding action.
Miraculously, no one was hurt, but the MTA needs to act now, immediately, before someone is hurt, not after.
Yesterday along Roosevelt Avenue, a rusted chunk of metal fell, cracking a car's windshield. It happened just blocks from where a wooden beam pierced the windshield and almost killed a driver 2 weeks ago. Speaker Johnson and Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer agree something needs to be done immediately, such as emergency scaffolding or netting. In sports, hockey, Islanders take on the Senators in Ottawa, back end of a home-and-home. Rangers travel to Detroit to take on the Red Wings. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, 30 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, about 15 on the city-bound side, 15 to 20 each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. You're okay with the George Washington Bridge. Northbound West Side Highway, a slow ride from the 70s up to the GWB. FDR northbound slows from the Williamsburg Bridge to the Triborough Bridge. Southbound slow from the 130s down into the 70s. Your forecast, we have some snow showers moving through parts of northern New Jersey and parts of the five boroughs at this hour. It's not going to amount to much. Generally partly cloudy tonight, low 26. Clouds, again a threat of a snow shower tomorrow afternoon, high 37. And sunshine on Saturday with a high of 43 before rain comes in Sunday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got a tip for you. Looking for a new neighborhood spot, somewhere to spend time with friends, or maybe just a quiet meal with a loved one? Well, Olani's Times Square Pub is just that place. Step away from the hustle of Times Square into the warm, informal atmosphere of Olani's, surrounded by good company, great food, and very generous drinks. Olani serves up all your favorites, shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, a traditional Irish breakfast, and of course, that mouth-watering Irish beef stew. And your visit wouldn't be complete without a slice of their world-famous apple pie with six apples in every pie. Olani's has over a 50-year history in New York City, and its a Times Square location makes it the perfect place for your pre-theater dinner. They can also host your next function or party with exclusive use of their second floor. Enjoy a taste of the Emerald Isle today, as I have, and look forward to again. Stop by Olani's Times Square Pub. As Mr. Olani himself says, Olani's welcomes all men and women of goodwill, whether for just a moment or for hours. Make your reservation. Call 212-840-6688. That's 212-840-6688, or go to olunnies.com. That's olunnies.com.
You know, I've got some serious high blood pressure issues, and the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I take Super Beats. I test myself several times a day, as my doctor has ordered me to do, and I notice if I go a day or two without Super Beats, my blood pressure goes up. It's critical for me every morning to get up and reach for my Super Beats. If you have any kind of issues with blood pressure, I strongly recommend that you do something about it. Not only is it effective in reducing my blood pressure, it also tastes great. It's not bitter. It's not unpleasant. There's a little scoop. You scoop into the little can. You put some cold water on it. You stir it up and you're done. And do that every morning the way I've done. For me, it's had a measurable effect on my blood pressure. I think it will as well on yours. Try Super Beats risk-free for 90 days. Just go to elderbeats.com to get this special offer. You'll even get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats with your first order at elderbeats.com and free nitric oxide indicator strips to test your nitric oxide levels. Go to elderbeats.com or call 800-996-3406. That's 800-996-3406 right now and get your heart moving to Super Beats.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, as we have been talking and discussing thus far, there is, I don't know what to make of today in Washington, D.C. When you have the number three minority whip, James Clyburn, saying that those who were descendants of the Holocaust survivors need to check their privilege. Because the story of Ilhan Omar is so much more personal, and you know, it's not lost on me that James Clyburn is an African American. Since when did different layers of suffering and prejudice and racism start to be distinguished by those that have long addressed those issues? For some perspective on this, let's turn to C.J. Pearson. He is a Gen Z Politico. That means he's a really young guy, but he's also a really thoughtful guy. And you can follow him on Twitter at the C.J. Pearson, and cjpearson.org is his website. C.J., it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to be here.
What do you make of the fact that it's taking the Democrats nearly 2 weeks to come to a decision where they can say that anti-Semitism is actually morally wrong?
It's crazy, but I think it's reflective of the state that the Democratic Party is currently in. This is a party that has really begun to show its racist colors. You know, just a few weeks ago, we saw that Democrats were wearing blackface and donning KKK robes. And now they're talking down on the Jewish community. I can't say that I'm surprised. The Democratic Party was literally founded upon the pillars of racism. They founded the KKK. They are the party of segregation. They are the party of white supremacy. This is no shock to me, but I'm glad that they are now not hiding behind the curtains anymore and that it's all coming to the forefront.
When you say what you said about the Ku Klux Klan, and I actually am familiar with the history, CJ, on that level, and I know that that is, in fact, factually true, but there are many who reject it and say that can't possibly be true. What is from your understanding and study, what is the connection between racism in the history of America and the Democratic Party proper?
Definitely. Well, the Republican Party was literally founded for the sheer purpose of abolishing slavery. It was the Democrats that fought tooth and nail to ensure that this wasn't a reality. When we look at the KKK, it was founded to keep black people away from the polls, to keep them from voting, from exercising their rights, which were granted to them by the Constitution, which was literally pushed by the Republican Party. Democrats have time and again catered to white supremacy in this nation, did so historically, do so today, which we're seeing with Ilhan Omar's comments. You know, a lot of people like to say that this president is the most racist president has ever, you know, graced the White House. But this is the president that has brought about the lowest black unemployment rate in our nation's history. A president who's appointed folks like Ben Carson and Jerome Hudson, who's a black surgeon, U.S. Surgeon General. This is a president who sees people not for the color of their skin, but for the cause of the character and for the qualifications they bring to the table. If any side of this equation is racist, we are reminded every single day by the comments of folks like Ilhan Omar, by the actions of the leaders of Virginia, that it is the Democratic Party that is the home of racism in this country.
It's going to be an interesting season here between now and the 2020 election, CJ, because between the activities of the Virginia Democratic leadership and the blackface controversy, et cetera, and now this with the anti-Semitism and the inability to condemn it that the Democrats have struggled with. I mean, I'm really shocked it's taken them 2 weeks to be able to say we shouldn't do that. But given this, do you sense that there is any earth moving under the grounds of the under the feet of the electorate as we head towards the 2020 re-election of Donald Trump?
Definitely, for sure. You know, a lot of times the Democrats have been banking on the support of young people. But you mentioned, you know, me, I'm a member of Generation Z, the generation that follows millennials. And what I can tell you is that we are a sleeping giant for conservatism. We are a generation that has grown up surrounded by the graces of capitalism, the iPhone that we have in our hands, brought to you by capitalism, the Instagrams and the Twitters and all of that stuff. It was all brought to us by capitalism. We appreciate limited government. We appreciate the pillars of conservatism. And I think if Democrats are going to this election thinking that they can bank on Generation Z to usher them into the White House, they are wrong. And what we're seeing every single day with the success of folks like Candace Owens is that black Americans are also waking up. Black Americans don't want to be, you know, suffocated by the taxation that is sure to come if socialists like AOC get their way. And they are also waking up and seeing what this president has done for our community, uniting our country, and also ushering in new prosperity to inner cities across this country. What we will see in 2020 will be an awakening like no other. And Democrats, they should be worried. They should be worried.
Real quickly, give me 10 seconds on your thought of DNC Chairman Thomas Perez announcing that Fox News will not be allowed to have input on the DNC debates this year.
I think President Trump got the last word. If Fox News cannot host the Democratic debate, then the president will not participate in any general election debate that's hosted by CNN or any of those fake news networks that consistently lie about him every single day. I think it's well played. And again, you see our president owning the libs. So
that's it. All right, C.J. Pearson, follow him on Twitter at the C.J. Pearson, and cjpearson.org is the website. C.J., always good to catch up to you. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we return, more news of the day. Don't go away. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970.
the answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to ask you what you think are going to influence the markets up or down this year, do you know what the answer is? I mean, you would if you listen to Money Monday with my friend David Fisher, who also happens to be the CEO of Landmark Capital. It's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve are going to cost a lot of people a lot of money this year, or they might make some people some money. The determining factor, in fact, could be as simple as whether or not you own gold. And to help you with that, I don't trust anybody more than Landmark Capital in terms of understanding what my gold is worth, what kind of gold I should be buying, and why it's important to do it at the right time. Gold has been moving up recently, and it is poised in 2019 to make a huge move due to the Fed. Call today, 844-604-2575, and have a discussion, just a discussion that will start the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Eric Metaxas.
The show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, I stay easy, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
All right, it's Thursday, and that means that we get to take a look at, how to be healthier, how to live a life that's more satisfying in terms of its impact on us and our impact on it. And last week, we were able to come to the table with a brand new piece. It was literally hot off the press, like seconds before we talked with Dr. Douglas Howard from the New York Times. This week, Forbes magazine has just put out something a couple of hours ago talking about how now March is going to be officially dubbed National Nutrition Month. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. Doc, I know that when people talk about nutrition, oftentimes they think they're talking about nutrition, but I've learned talking with you over the last few weeks, sometimes they get it wrong.
Oh, yeah. The thing is the value of nutrition we forget all the time. I'll give you the one that they get wrong is on a national level, when we talk about servings of fruits and vegetables, they'll say, well, half a cup of juice is equivalent to a serving of a fruit or a vegetable. Well, let me ask, okay, imagine this. If you're a diabetic and you had a cup of apple juice a cup of apple juice and you had two apples sitting there. I mean, that's supposed to be the equivalent. They're supposed to be the same, right? Do you think that drinking a cup of apple juice, this clear, funny taste, sweet liquid that you buy in a jar, what do you think it's going to do to your blood sugar?
Spike that.
Sure, it's going to go through the roof. But you can eat those two apples and probably not spike your blood sugar or not nearly the same if it did, because they're not equivalents.
And we have to realize and remember that.
And part of that is, and you talk about this all the time, but part of it is the use of the entire apple versus the juice, which is just extracting the liquid portion.
Exactly. You're really extracting the sugar and the water mostly. I mean, when you do that, specifically apple juice, whereas when you're eating an apple, then there's all kinds of fiber. There's pectin. There's great soluble and insoluble fibers. And then literally over 100,000 other chemicals, naturally occurring good other chemicals that are in that apple, that then tell your body how to handle that sugar that you're putting in there. And how it's going to be absorbed into the body, you know, how it's going to be broken down versus just dumping in a bunch of sugar.
And well, so
when it comes to nutrition, not all things are equal.
So just because it's named National Nutrition Month doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to get the nutrition that they're looking for. Let's talk about something else that I just heard about, Doc. And I know it's important to you because you guys process a lot of vegetables and fruits through the Balance of Nature turnstiles each year. But the rumor is it that the prices are going up, and this is a little bit out of the ordinary. What's the data saying?
Well, looking at from the Consumer Price Index and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, for example,
right.
That alone shows that in the last 20 years, then fruits and vegetables have gone up more than 50%. Or from year 2000 to 2019, they've gone up 48.86%, to be exact. I mean, that's a big increase to go
sure.
up that much. And so we hear this all the time from people. Well, how can I afford to eat that much? And the other thing is people need to realize that a serving is the size of your fist. It's the easiest way. It's not a cup. It's not an apple. But a baby's serving is different than my serving. And
sure.
that's important to realize. And so if you look at the size of your fist, that's what a serving should be. But when it comes to something like spinach, it needs to be, if you're cooking it down, for example, you need to look at how that cooks down and get the size of your fist, not a bunch of, you have to take out the air of all those leaves, for example. Have you ever cooked fresh spinach?
Yes.
And have you looked at what the pot was if you take a whole pan of fresh spinach and if you're going to cook it, I mean,
and you steam it, yeah, and it goes down to nothing.
It goes down to like a tenth of what was there. And so
yeah.
we just have to look at those things when you're eating it and doing it. And it's not bad to cook some things, I will say that. You don't always lose all the nutrition, but heat, air, and light are the things that start breaking down the chemistry and the nutrition in your fresh fruits and vegetables. So you want to be careful of how much you're cooking it. They used to say drink the juice that's in from your veggies.
Right.
When you cook them. Well, I say don't cook them so much that there's a bunch of juice in there you have to drink. And don't cook it in a bunch of water.
Yeah. And then if you do end up cooking them, take some veggies. Because what you've done with your processing is keep all the nutrition in, not using any of those methods.
Exactly. And that's why we have in those little capsules that took me thousands of hours to scientifically formulate which fruit and which vegetable to be together, and then thousands of hours to figure out how to get them so that they're not damaged. So you have 99.9% of the nutritional, all the chemistry, I don't want to say nutritional value, but you have 99.9% of the fresh fruit and vegetable value is a very delicate process you have to go through and saving all of that so you get it all. So you're
right.
not destroying it in the meantime.
We're speaking with Dr. Douglas Howard. He is the originator of fruits and veggies. You hear me talk about them all the time. You know that I take them. In fact, I have been taking an accelerated dose through the flu season, and my kids have gotten sick around me. They've brought all kinds of germs home from the schools, and I've been bulletproof so far this year. I mean, thanks to good nutrition and things working the way they're supposed to, I'm really grateful. And I used to get bronchitis every single time we would change the weather. But Dr. Howard was just mentioning the increase in the price of the fruits and veggies. And friends, right now, they have a special, unique opportunity where you can lock in your price and get free shipping for the entirety of the rest of this year. But you need to call right now to take advantage of that, and that's 888 888- That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Just tell them you were listening to Doc Howard on with Kevin McCullough just now, and you want to make sure that you get your fruits and veggies prices locked in for the rest of this year and get free shipping on every order. Doc, the time goes by too quickly, but thanks for being with us.
I can't believe how fast. Hey, thank you. I love this time I can spend with you.
Yep. See you next time. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us as the conversation continues about immigration, about our healthcare system. It's all about us. It's all about the truth, wherever it leads.
Bill Martinez live, Monday mornings at 12 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? The vast majority of the population is on social media, shopping. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Does your current office chair support you? If you're lucky, maybe it goes up and down, and maybe you can sit for an hour or so before it becomes uncomfortable. Compare that to the X chair with dynamic variable lumbar support. The X chair's DVL was designed to adjust to you. That's why the X chair is equally supportive and comfortable, whether you're 5'2" and 110 pounds or 6'4" and 250. And now with the introduction of the X Basic model, there is an X chair for every body type and every budget. Take advantage of X chair's new financing option and pay as little as $30 a month. X chair is on sale now for $100 off. Just go to xchairdentist.com. That's xchairdentist.com or call 1-844-4-X-CHAIR. X-Chair comes with a 30-day, no-questions-asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. Go to xchairdentist.com and use the code X-Wheels, and you'll receive a free set of the new X-Wheels with your chair. xchairdentist.com.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Put leftovers in shallow containers and get them into the refrigerator as soon as possible. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer by chilling food promptly and properly. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Dr. Douglas Howard. Again, if you want to lock in your price for fruits and veggies, like forever, and get free shipping, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Do that. That's the special that they've got right now. You can lock in your price on the fruits and veggies, and you'll get free shipping, at least through the end of the year. It's a really good deal. You should call now, 800-246-8751. Now, there's a couple of other things I want to make sure that you're aware of. You know, for example, that we're giving away a gold coin on tax day. Have you registered yet? You need to go to am570themission.com or am970theanswer.com and put in your name and register your chance to win a $2,000 gold coin on tax day. It's being made possible by my friends at Landmark Capital, and they're all about trying to help you make sure that your portfolio, that your investments, that your future is properly cared for. So check that out at either one of those places. And then if you have not done it yet, would you subscribe to the Kevin McCullough Radio Podcast? Now, you're going to get every single day that we do on the air here, a couple of hours a day. Then you're also going to get a menagerie of other great podcasts that are brought to you by Carol Markowitz, Ari Zolden, Dr. Douglas Howard, different areas of specialties, and a brand new offering called the 180 Cast with Georgie Borman. We'll be telling you more about that in the days to come. Subscribe, iTunes, SoundCloud, anywhere you can get KMC Radio on the podcast, tune in, etc. You'll get all of that included, and there's no cost. It's always 100% free, so check that out. All right, so here's a very interesting end to today. A former president was in Canada yesterday. Former president was in Canada giving a speech. The former president that was in Canada giving a speech was quite proud of what his administration had accomplished. The former president who was in Canada, who was quite proud of his administration and what it accomplished, also lied. Because former President Obama, while in Canada yesterday, quite proud of what he had accomplished, said, "My team never experienced scandal. We only made mistakes of integrity." Yeah, Mr. Obama, I'm sure that all those 501c3 groups that didn't get their IRS classifications, I'm sure the relatives in the fast and furious gun trials, I'm sure the families of the Benghazi victims, I'm sure there's just a ton of people singing the praises of how full of integrity the mistakes made on your watch were. Especially all those people that never found work and you didn't seem to care. I'm Kevin McCullough.